Well, do turn, please, to the passage that we read from Isaiah chapter 45. Some of you learned it as a child. I'm pretty sure you did. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none other. And yes, even though you learned it as a child, we'll not go into how many years ago, you still remember it, and it still sticks close by. Look unto me, and be ye saved, for I am God, and there is none other. The NIV rendering, turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. This evening, I want us for a little time just to very simply and yet hopefully in a profound way to remind ourselves of this wonderful gospel text which we find in the heart of this book of Isaiah. Isaiah is sometimes described as the evangelical prophet because there is so many obvious places where he speaks about Christ and about the gospel. Of course, you will find the gospel throughout the whole of the Old Testament. You are mature enough to know as Christian people, those of you who profess to be Christians, that you do not just turn to the New Testament to find the gospel. You find the gospel throughout the whole of Scripture. From Genesis to Revelation, you will find the gospel. Didn't our Lord, when he was walking with his disciples on the Emmaus Road, turn with them to the Old Testament, to the law and to the prophets and indeed to all the Old Testament and point to them where it spoke of him. And so we will see that again this evening. I just want this evening to look at this under a number of very simple headings. First of all, the reason for this call. Look unto me and be ye saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none other. What is the reason that the prophet brings this challenge? Well, we're not going to go into it all this evening, but the context, and it's always very important, of course, if you take a verse out of context, you can make it say anything. But the context here is very, very clear, and you can see it if you glance through chapter 45, if you glance back into chapter 44, that the context is very much about the idolatry of the nations. The context is very much about the idolatry, not only in the nations, but even sometimes amongst the professing people of God. And Isaiah, the evangelical prophet under God, comes and into this context of so many other so-called gods, so many other idols, he comes with this challenge. Look unto me. Do not look there. Look unto me and be ye saved, for I am God and there is none other. And so this evening, the reason for this call, the reason for any gospel call, is because of the waywardness and the sinfulness and the wandering of men and women. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The apostle, of course, reminds us in that best known of all verses in the Bible, if we want a text that speaks to us of the reason that we need salvation. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There are many diagnoses that will be made in our world about why the world is as it is. Young folk, older folk, think about this. You look out into the world. You turn on your televisions. You go on to YouTube. You do this, that, and the other thing. And at some point or other, you will see something that involves people fighting, people arguing, people doing things that they ought not to be doing, people behaving badly, etc., etc., etc. And why is that? Well, the Christian answer, as we have often said, the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. And that is essentially the Christian diagnosis on the situation in which we find ourselves. And it is into that that the gospel call comes. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none other. The reason for this call, our wandering, our sinfulness, our self-centeredness, our sin. But the second thing that I want you to notice is the source of this call. It is, of course, a call that comes through the prophet Isaiah. But he is not the source of this call. This call did not originate in the heart of Isaiah. He is simply the messenger that brings this message. The source of this call, look unto me and be ye saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none other. The source of this call is God himself. The Almighty God himself calls upon the nations, calls upon each and every individual. Think about this, each and every individual in Kilkeel tonight in the Kingdom of Mourne, as people sail around the town and ignore the Christian cause, the call of God still goes out. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none other. Look with me just for a moment, as we have our Bibles open at Isaiah chapter 45. Look, for example, at verse 14, at the end of that verse, where it says, they will bow down before you and plead with you, saying, surely God is with you and there is no other. There is no other God. This picture of other people coming and acknowledging that the Lord God, Jehovah, is the only God. Or look, for example, at verse 18. For this is what the Lord says, he who created the heavens, he is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, he founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, listen to this, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Or down to verse 21. Declare what is to be, present it. Let them take counsel together. Who foretold this long ago? Who declared it from the distant past? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none but me. Of course, again, we've said this before, and many others have said it before me. We live in what's called a pluralist society, don't we? We live in a society where, on the one hand, it's a sort of a strange thing, isn't it? On the one hand, there are many gods. And on the other hand, there is no God. On the one hand, you will get people who will say, well, this is God, and this is God, and this is God. And they're all right, apparently. Then on the other hand, you have someone who will shout, there is no God at all. And he's right. And it's all very strange, very silly. And into the midst of this, and this is the thing that we need to remember, that the message of Christendom has always been, and is, and always will be, look unto me and be ye saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God.
and there is none other.
That is the Christian message. People may decry it, people may reject it, people may grumble about it, people may hate it, but that is the Christian message. It's the same with the issue, and I try not to digress. It's hard sometimes for a minister not to digress. It's the same with the issue of marriage. People may redefine marriage as much as they like, but Christian marriage will always be the same. A marriage between a man and a woman. That is the truth of the matter. People may hate it, people may reject it, people may want to redefine it, but that's the way it is. And the source of this gospel call is that the Lord God Jehovah, He is God. There is none other. Let me put it this way. You see, there is to the gospel an exclusive dimension and an inclusive dimension. The inclusive dimension is that the gospel is for all men, all are called. And the gospel goes out to all, the free offer of the gospel. But there is also an exclusive dimension to the gospel in the sense that God is God. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only Savior. You only come to God through Jesus. You do not come by 101 other ways. It's at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. And the early Christian church, you remember what they went out and they proclaimed? You remember, for example, in Acts chapter 4, Peter and John, they are accused of many things, but they say in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. And so this evening, folks, remember this, that the source of this call, look unto me and be ye saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none other. The source of this call is not some minister or pastor or churchman. The source of this call is not some church or denomination or general assembly. The source of this call is not even the prophet Isaiah himself. The source of this call is God. And of course, that is the tragedy of so many people who shake their heads and walk away from the gospel. They think it's our message. And they say, I reject that. I don't want it. But if they really believed it was a message of God, if they really believed that this was the message that comes from heaven itself, then surely they would react differently. The source of this call. But the third thing I want to just draw to your attention is the nature of this call. It's very obvious, isn't it? Look unto me and be ye saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none other. Look unto me. Remember that lovely story in the Old Testament? And how in the Gospel of John it is brought to the attention of how in that situation, away back in the desert, when the people were being attacked by serpents, that Moses said to take that bronze serpent and put it on a staff and lift it high, and that all who would look would be rescued and saved. And do you remember how, again, you see young folk, there's a picture there of Jesus. It's not really just about a bronze serpent. It's about Jesus. And of course we know that with no shadow of doubt, because in the Gospel of John, chapter 3 and verse 14, it says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes upon him shall have eternal life. Is there someone here this evening, and the truth of the matter is that you have not yet truly and sincerely and in a life-changing way looked to Christ? Remember the old hymn? I suppose we don't sing it so much now, but it's still a great old hymn, redemption, isn't it? There is life in a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for thee. Then look, sinner, look unto him and be saved, unto him who was nailed on the tree. And let me ask you this evening, have you looked to Jesus? Have you really looked to him and recognized that in that cruel cross of Calvary, and recognized that in that man of sorrows hanging upon that cross so many years ago is none other than the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us, and that there is look in a life at the crucified one? Look unto me, and be ye saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none other. It's the same. We could spend time talking about the NIV translation of it, turn to me and be saved. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. God commands all men everywhere now to repent and to believe the gospel. The nature of this call is to look to Jesus, to turn to Jesus, to entrust yourself to Jesus for salvation, for life, and for eternity. But the fourth thing that I want to say to you is this. Notice the scope of this call. What do I mean by this? Well, I just remind you of something very simple. Look unto me and be ye saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none other. What a wonderful, wonderful gospel truth this is. There may be an exclusive, and there is an exclusive element to the gospel in the sense that it is only that we come to God through Jesus. But there is nothing exclusive about the scope of this offer. It goes out to all men and women and young people everywhere. The message is for all the nations. And as we've sometimes put it before, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Serb, Croat, Bosnian, orange, green, it doesn't matter at all. The gospel goes out to all, and the call goes out to all. Look unto me and be ye saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none other. We do truly have a story to tell to the nations. And remember, folks, and apply this day by day, to some extent at least. Remember, the nations have come to mourn. And again, I want to challenge you as your pastor and as your minister. Sometimes people grumble about that. Sometimes people are not overly positive about that. But that is the fact of the matter. And think about it this way. In the providence of God, the nations have come to mourn. Part of that providence is that they would hear from the mourn people the gospel Is that not the case? It must be the case. If this is special to us, they must hear it from us. Wouldn't it be a tragedy if the nations came to the kingdom of Mourn and then a few years later went back home and were able to truly say, I never heard the gospel from those people. What a travesty. So let us not, as it were, see this as a problem. I'm not suggesting you do, but let us see it as an opportunity to share the gospel with whoever. Why? Look unto me and be ye saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none other. And the last thing, you're wondering how many points this man has. I have 5, so you're safe enough. The challenge of this call, well, the challenge is obvious, isn't it? The challenge has already gone out, I trust. Look unto me and be ye saved. That's the challenge. For I am God and there is none other. The challenge is very simple. The challenge is very straightforward. And if you're here this evening, if you are here this evening and you are not yet a Christian, if you are here this evening and you have not genuinely ever given your life to Jesus Christ, if you have not yet received him into your heart as Savior and Lord, then the challenge of this is obvious, isn't it? Look unto me and be ye saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none other. There is life for a look at the crucified one. Why are you delaying? You know yourself you're not right with God. Why would you delay any longer and risk leaving this world without Christ? What better moment? The 1st of September 2013. To be able to look back and say it was on that date that I gave my heart to Christ. As I heard that call, not from the pastor, he was just a messenger. But that call from God. Look unto me and be ye saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God. And there is none other. And the challenge for all of us who do profess to be Christians is to, and I am reminded of the words of the Archbishop who stood here in the summer, be bold. Let's be a little bit more bold. Not in an arrogant sense, not in a nasty sense, not in a proud sense, not in a triumphalistic sense, but in a humble, gracious way to be a little bit more bold and prepared to say in a skeptical world, yes, I am a Christian. I'm following Jesus. And do you know what? You need to give your life to Christ as well. This is not just for those who are into that sort of thing. Why? Well, I remember that text, Isaiah 45 and verse 22. It says this, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. And there is none other. And so this evening, it's a great text. Young people, your parents, your grandparents learned it many years ago. I was going to say many, many years ago, but you know what I mean. You could do an awful lot worse than learn it yourself. Learn it. But don't just learn it. Receive it and live it. And you will find it a great motto for the term that lies ahead. Let's pray together.